This is Fresh Air. 10 years ago, HBO premiered a miniseries called True Detective, starring Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. It was created by Nick Pizzolatto, who also oversaw two other seasons in the anthology drama, each with a different storyline and cast. The last of them was televised 5 years ago, but next Sunday, True Detective returns with a 6-episode season 4. This time, the creator is Issa Lopez, who directed and wrote or co-wrote every episode. And the stars are Jodie Foster and former champion boxer Kaylee Reese, playing respectively a chief of police and an indigenous detective investigating mysterious deaths in a remote Alaskan town. Our TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
It's been so long since the previous edition of True Detective, and so much longer since its first and most famous installment, that making connections to the original story, written and directed by and starring different people, may be stretching things. Except that Issa Lopez, the director and chief writer of this new chapter of True Detective, intentionally evokes some of the elements that made that first story so gripping. This new edition, called Night Country, also has a horrifying crime scene, a clash between two investigators with very different personalities and approaches, and a sprinkling of supernatural elements that may or may not be real. The setting this time is a remote town in Alaska, where the entire crew of scientists at an Arctic research station has gone missing. At first, it seems like a matter for the local cops, who enter the abandoned research station to investigate. There's Pete Pryor, a young officer played by Finn Bennett. His father Hank, a veteran local cop on the same force played by John Hawks. And Liz Danvers, the chief of police, played by Jodie Foster. They find phones left behind and sandwiches uneaten. But only Danvers connects the dots correctly in establishing a timeline.
Sat phones are back there. These are the cells I could find. This one was charging, and that one was just there, just like that. Dead battery.
Who leaves their cell behind?
Well, it's not like there's a lot of cell signal out there.
It's not like there's a lot of anything out there. All right, well, let's get the cell records and the radio log, Pete.
Yeah, that ham seems pretty fresh.
All right, we're going to call in rescue. Let's get the choppers. Ping this site as an LKP and then 15 miles POA.
Whoa. Word will spread. The families will be upset. And if these dorks turn out to be just out on some geek expedition, don't you want to hold off for a bit?
No, Hank, I don't. We're late to the party already. The ham and the sandwich may seem fresh, but the mayo's like syrup. Mayo doesn't go runny until a couple days out of the fridge. But your processed cold cuts must survive the apocalypse. The things you learn when your kid leaves at lunch in the backseat of the car. You were never much of a sandwich-making kind of dad, was he, Pete?
Clearly, this group of cops has its conflicts. But conflicts run all through this small town. There are the native Alaskans versus the polluting mine operators. But there also are mothers against daughters, sisters against sisters, husbands against wives, and so on. Maybe even the living versus the dead. And the primary conflict is with Foster's Chief Danvers and just about everyone. Most prominently, she has a fiery past with a detective, Evangeline Navarro, who's interested in this new case, but who still has issues about a murder the two women, when they were partnered together, were unable to solve. Kaylee Reese, an indigenous champion boxer-turned-actress, plays Navarro, whom Foster's Danvers snaps at almost instantly.
Oh, no, you're not going to blame her on me. And I wasn't even here. You know who was here? You. You were here. It was your case all those months. You didn't close it. You.
Exactly.
It's this new case, though, that brings Danvers and Navarro back together, working in a state of almost constant friction as the clues and mysteries and bodies start piling up. The two leads work very well together and are very impressive. For champion boxer Kaylee Reese, this has her entering a whole new ring, and she's triumphant here, too. Foster, who has several emotionally raw scenes as Liz Danvers, carries the weight of this True Detective series impeccably and confidently. As an actress, she's covered this kind of territory before, just as brilliantly, in The Silence of the Lambs. And she's no stranger to television either. Her first TV acting job was at age 6, on an episode of Mayberry RFD. True Detective Night Country is the best entry in this anthology series since the original. And this time, as with the first time, it's the direction and the mood, as well as the acting and writing. As director, Issa Lopez gets every drop of tension and horror out of her scripts. A few times, I actually gasped at what was happening. And the Alaskan location scenes, filmed in Iceland, make for some of the most remote and desolate winter panoramas since Stanley Kubrick filmed The Shining. Also adding significantly to the mood is the music, including the theme that opens each episode, a superbly appropriate use of the Billie Eilish recording Bury a Friend. It's creepy, distinctive, and haunting, just like this new 10th anniversary edition of True Detective.
What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Come here.
Say it, spit it out.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, our guest will be actor Paul Giamatti. He just won a Golden Globe for his performance in The Holdovers. He plays a pompous and disliked teacher at a boys' boarding school in the 70s. He's assigned to take care of a teenage boy who has nowhere to go over the winter holiday. The Holdovers is the second collaboration between Giamatti and director Alexander Payne. The first was the surprise hit Sideways. I hope you'll join us. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.